me a Parsha story. Welcome to Parsha Pals.
Happy summer, everyone. Meet my friend Meital. Meital was a little green caterpillar. She loved to eat leaves and grow bigger and bigger and bigger every day. One day, Meital felt very tired. She stopped eating and found a safe spot to rest. She knew that something big was about to happen. Meital wrapped herself in a silky cocoon. Inside, she changed slowly. She grew wings and beautiful colors. But it was hard work. It was dark and quiet, and she felt scared and lonely. It was trying to break out, but it was so hard. It was taking so much effort. And just then, a kind gardener named Ma'ayan watched over Meital. She saw her struggle. She wanted to help Meital so much. She could see how hard it was for her. But she knew that Meital needed to go through this and push through and develop her strength. She knew that if she helped at this moment, tempting as it was, Meital would not learn to be strong. So Ma'ayan watched from afar. She cheered her on in her heart and with her words, "You can do it, you can do it." And when the time was right, Meital emerged from her cocoon as a most beautiful butterfly. She was a little shaky at first, but she was strong, determined, and ready to fly. She had gained the skills, the confidence, and the strength to take on life outside of the cocoon. Ma'ayan was so proud of Meital, and Meital felt so proud of herself. They had each learned a big, important lesson. Sometimes the hardest things we have to go through are also the most important. Meital had grown into a strong and beautiful butterfly. The process wasn't easy, but she did it, and she was ready to take on the world. In this week's parsha, Parashat Va'etchanan, Moshe tells the Jewish people that Hashem took us out of an iron furnace, a Kor HaBarzel, when he took us out of Mitzrayim, where we were slaves. Why does the Torah describe Mitzrayim with these words, an iron furnace? Why not an oven? Why not a stove? What could we learn from this imagery of the iron furnace? Rashi helps us out. Rashi explains that the word kor means furnace, which is something that is used to purify gold. It gets very, very hot, and then the gold comes out pure and beautiful. An oven is used for everyday cooking and to prepare food, but a furnace has a job. It has a special job of refining gold. We can learn from this Rashi and from these words that when Hashem sent us into Mitzrayim, the entire time Hashem considers us to be so precious like gold. Refining gold is a lot of work and it's very hot, but what comes out of it is so valuable. As hard as it was for us to be slaves in Mitzrayim, that process helped us reach great heights. It helped us learn to be more sensitive and kind to one another and to take good care of one another. And through our hardships, we grew stronger and better and more refined, just like our caterpillar Meital. The Shabbat that follows Tisha B'Av, is called Shabbat Nachamu. We learned that we've been going through very hard stuff since the time that the Beit HaMikdash was destroyed. And while we're in this core, when they're in this furnace, let's remember that we are precious like gold in Hashem's eyes. And as we daven and do our best to act in ways that will bring about the rebuilding of the third Beit HaMikdash and the arrival of Mashiach, we are refining ourselves like gold. May our efforts to do many acts of kindness and to purify ourselves serve as a zechut for Am Yisrael, for the entire world, and specifically for our brothers and sisters in Israel. Shabbat Shalom to all.